Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So this is very interesting. The first time in the history of the United States of America, Donald Trump, a former president, is on a criminal trial. Now, this is not the trial that everybody was anticipating.
It is not.
But there is no doubt that Donald Trump is going to go to court several times. And the matter of fact, one of the reasons he is... Why does he think he's America? He always goes, well, this is happening to America. No, you didn't have to do what you did. Your complaint is that people are holding you responsible for what you did, or they should have let it go. It ain't that you didn't do it. He said, well, no one ever tried to bribe somebody to make a hooker shut up a couple of days before the election. Nobody ever did that.
But you know how he is. He tries to make it seem like this is happening to all of us.
No, not just me. No.
It's everybody.
I'm not going to talk about my dalliances with strippers or not, but I will say this. I never paid them in a hush. First off, paying a stripper, paying somebody to keep you having sex with to keep them out clothes is an anathema to me. I don't even understand why you do that.
It's an anti.
That's counter to everything I've ever been taught to believe. But all of a sudden, It is that he did this in furtherance of another crime, which was not letting people know what happened.
Yeah.
Correct.
You did it. Don't tell me that you shouldn't be held liable for me. They don't charge anybody else. Nobody does it. Nobody tried to overthrow the government. Nobody kept the nation's secrets. Nobody does these things. Yeah. Nobody tried to illegally do what they did in Georgia. Nobody did that. He did that.
Yeah.
So stop it.
And if he'd have used his own money, he wouldn't be in trouble either. You know, he used campaign funds to do it.
That's exactly right. So come on now. You know, and anybody that a raw dog, a porn star, is already not going to get my vote. If you won't protect yourself from gonorrhea, you can't protect us from North Korea.
No,
that's
you
all
do
I'm
not.
Saying. That's really.
Dang. No.
Coming up this hour, we're going to be talking to the Cedric the Entertainer, the one and only Cedric the Entertainer, my dear friend. Plus, we will be giving a deserving someone the Shoe Booty of the Week Award. It's the D.O. Hughley Show. Joining us on the program is a young man who I've known for a very, very long time, one of my dearest friends. He has a lot in common with me. He's an author, too. Yeah. Please put your hands together for the one and only Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, there hey, baby. Is. That's my dog. That's my dog.
What's
up, yeah.
What's that, baby? Now he got a barbecue show. He got a syndicated. Television show. He tours all the time. Let me ask you something. So you now have been in the entertainment industry because. You literally earn the moniker entertainer because you literally do it all. I tell this story all the time. I've never met any person in this industry that nobody says anything bad about. I mean, one time he did this joke on Barbershop, right? And I'm not going to say who it was, but got so mad at him. They got so mad at him, they was calling him a ghetto and all that kind of stuff. And I went on the blogs and said some stuff under a different name just because I wanted him to have a lot of bad people. And he ain't worth a damn. I like posting because I wanted him to feel what it's like turtle. To be hated.
Yes.
I actually did that. I was like, man, he. You're right. Said ain't worth a damn. He never has anything. It's ain't even.
Man, our 30-year friendship, this is so true about DL, man. He always be like, man, why do everybody like you? I don't. They can be the real you.
Right. That's what pisses me off. I want to take video of the real him. like I'm like, oh, you think, oh, he's a sweet guy. Oh, that guy right there. See, that is the dirty Sid I know. That's the one that kicks kids. You didn't know that, though, did you?
But the fact that you do diversify yourself in so many ways, and, man, you always, you know, that's something I think that most of us, you know, that we came from our era, we just try to keep the balls in the air, man. You know, right. No pun intended, but we just try to, you know, we just try to stay busy. And I think that, you know, tapping into every part of my ability to entertain and create is something that I do naturally. And I take great pride in that. So
and nobody works harder than you. You work Like, one of the things you work hard, like, I remember one time we did, on my last birthday, we did the neighborhood. Then you went and do something else. Then you came and did we flew and do Johnson. Then you flew to do something else. You're like the only dude I know who I go, wow, I'm tired looking at his schedule. Like, I'm like, wow, this dude works hard.
Yeah, man. You know, and I mean, I do. I look at these as great opportunities. I mean, you know, again, same thing. You nobody works harder than you, DL. Everybody knows, like, you are a rogue warrior, a go-getter at all times. And at the same time, I had to force, people don't know this, I had to force you to take vacations. our wives are good friends, and we will, and when they want to hang out and do stuff, and be like, you know DLA coming. I said, let me call her. And I'll be like, hey, like, ah, you know me, I'm in Schenectady. You know, I got a gig in Schenectady, New York. Man, I'm fired. Who goes to Schenectady, man?
But you've never been to Schenectady in the spring, though. That's what you missing out. See, that's I would think you would have a more refined palate than that, but I see. I love you, man. Chasing Flippy Fox Cars, available now. Please check it out, man. Let's make him a New York Times bestseller. I mean, I love you, man. I'll holler at you in a bit.
All right, dog. I don't. He say, what up?
All right, baby boy. Yeah, for sure. All right. Now it's time for What You Need to Know with Sybil Wilkes.
It's Sybil Wilkes with What You Need to Know. Jury selection set to begin in former President Donald Trump's hush money case Monday in Manhattan. Trump attorney Will Scharf told Fox News Sunday it will be difficult to select an impartial jury at the height of the election season. Donald Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Scharf said it's possible Donald Trump could take the stand in the trial. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says the late football star will be cremated and his brain will not be provided for a CTE study. Malcolm Laverne, served as O.J. Simpson's lawyer, said he has received at least one request to study the effects of possible head injuries to his brain. Laverne said Sunday there are tentative plans for a private celebration of life gathering for family and close friends. In what was called the trial of the century, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the murder of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Arizona Supreme Court's decision to uphold a strict abortion ban will be disastrous for women in his state. In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, the Democrat blamed former President Trump for the end of Roe v. Wade. He noted the abortion issue will be on the ballot in November and expects a large voter turnout. The 1864 law bans all abortions except for when a mother's life is at risk. President Biden made his case for re-election to black voters in an organization you may know a thing or two about. The president addressed the National Action Network, which works on racial justice and civil rights issues. He said that under his administration, black unemployment has dropped to a record low. More black Americans have health insurance and the number of black-owned businesses is rising. This comes as a recent poll has shown a decline in support for Mr. Biden among black voters overall. To subscribe to my free daily newsletter, please visit SybilWilkes.com. For all the news 24/7, go to NewsOne.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
Thank you so much, Sybil. Jasmine.
That girl is paid, honey.
Yeah, there we go.
Paid.
All right. I guess we got more of the show. The meter's ticking. We got more of the show on the DL. More show coming up. It's the DL Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.